Hey there, could you please summarize basically what Reclaim the Fields is about and why Reclaim the Fields is taking part in the protests here in Copenhagen?
Reclaim the Field is a group of young peasants and also a lot of people who want to become peasants but who don't have land. And we are taking part to the mobilization here in Copenhagen because we fear that carbon market will privatize even more the land and will make it even more difficult for young people to access to land and to become peasants.
Cool. And what was the... Could you tell me more about the issues that were being brought to the street today in Copenhagen?
Well, we think that industrial agriculture is contributing a lot to the carbon emissions. So industrial agriculture is a big problem. But on the other side, peasant family farming is keeping keeping carbon in the soil, so it's limiting climate change. So that's the reason why there is really a contradiction between, on the one side, industrial agriculture controlled by the corporation, and on the other side, peasant agriculture in the hands of the peasants producing good quality food for everybody.
And tell me more about Reclaim the Fields. How many people are participating in it, or how do you feel it's been growing as a network in the last year or so?
So it's a really new movement. In 2008, we had the first youth camp in Sweden with 150 people. And just now in October, we had a second camp in the south of France with 400 people. So it's growing quite fast. I think more and more young people are very fed up with consumerism, with this way of life, which is only about working and consuming in Europe. And so that's the reason why more and more people want to become peasants. And that's the reason why so many people are joining together to try to break the obstacles to become peasants. It is access to land, accessing to water, accessing to seed, and also a lot of young people hesitate to go back to the countryside because they are afraid of being isolated. And so we think that it's very important to build up collective farms to have this sense of community.
And what could that community system then look like?
Well, it really depends. Some people want to build collective farms. In my case, I have a more personal farm, but I am very much integrated in my small village with older people, with my neighborhood. So it can be very different. There is not only one model. What we want is a diversity of models.
How have you felt about the protests in Copenhagen in the last days?
It's really inspiring. I think it's the beginning of a very strong movement. And also what I like very much is that like the more autonomous movement are coming together with the more organized movement like Via Campesina, and that this unity, I think, can be very strong to change the system.